کوچه و سیر شما حرم دل مایی خدا کند که بیایی خدا
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله اللهم إنا نسأل إليك في دولة كريمة تعز بها الإسلام وأهله وتذل بها النفاق وأهله تجعلنا فيها من الدعاة إلى طاعتك والغادة إلى سبيلك وترزقنا بها كرامة الدنيا والآخرة بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم السلام علی آل یاسین. Today is the 27th of February. This dua and notebook commentary session number 9. I seek the help of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam to help us to understand some of ma'arif of his wujud and some of ma'arif of the era of expectation and intizar, inshallah wa ta'ala. What I want to discuss today is about categorically mawani', is called mawani' in Arabic and in Farsi. Mawani' means obstructions in us, in our way towards understanding and perceiving and making the right perception about intizar and the status of intizar in our nafs. Categorically speaking, the first and foremost thing which stops and deceive us from going on the right track to make the right understanding from the status of intizar and Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wa salam is shaitan. Shaitan has promised in Quran, he has quoted to have said, لَأَقْعُدَنَّ لَهُمْ صِرَاطَكَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ, so that I will be blocking the way of صِرَاط الْمُسْتَقِيمِ of your people, of your slaves. This is shaitan, that his dialogue with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So shaitan has had from the very beginning of the Islam, when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam came, and when he set up this religion and he gave his message of Allah to people, shaitan has had the most focused attention to Shias, because we know wherever there is more chance of kamal and more chance of perfection, there is more likelihood of shaitan and there is more presence of shaitan to stop that. For instance, if in places where there are a lot of places that you can see even around you in this environment, there is no need for shaitan. People gradually have become shaitan themselves. So shaitan has what I refer to as a levelized presence in different places with different people. When it comes to the most righteousness, most righteous group of people, shaitan will have a much stronger presence. And that is with Shias. What does shaitan do? One of the things that shaitan has done to us as Shias is we have not been able to make a proper understanding of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the very basic fundamental issue about Imam Zaman. Shaitan has made us to lose our zeal for Imam Zaman. Whereas we know that we have to have the most exciting zeal in every Shia's heart must be his zeal for seeing Imam Zaman, for the appearance of Imam Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam. Whereas Shaitan has made it look to us, astaghfirullah, na'uzu billah, that we look at Imam Zaman, we have portrayed him as a criminal with a sword in hand. When he comes, he's going to behead everyone. All the sinful people are going to be beheaded by Imam Zaman alayhi salam. This is the picture that we have. This is the picture which makes even in the heart of every mu'min, in the very core heart of us mu'mins, we do not like Imam Zaman alayhi salam reappears. When we refer to our own hearts, when we refer to ourselves, we are afraid of it. We think when he comes, he's going. We always say that in Farsi, we say Shamshir Imam Zaman gardan ma ro mizane. His sword. This even has become a joke. In Farsi, he says, "Let me kiss the place of the sword of Imam Zaman." So people come and kiss each other's neck, as though in joking way. But there is a reality in it that everyone has that feeling that he's going to be killed by Imam when Imam alayhi salam reappears. Whereas if you look at it thoroughly, number one, if all people were masoom, then there was no need for Imam Zaman alayhi salam. If people were sinless, why would Imam Zaman was needed at all, at first place? So the very fact that Imam Zaman is needed, is required, is because people are not masoom and there are a lot of sinful people. But of course, we do have these ahadith which talks about Imam when he comes with his sword, he will behead people, he will cut a lot of necks, he will kill a lot of people. But those are for people who are on the opposite camp of Imam alayhi salam. When Imam comes, depending on in which camp we are. If we are in the camp that we are against Imam, like you look, go back to the history. Look, when Imam Ali alayhi salam had the government, who was he killing? Did he ever kill anyone with because he was sinful? We never have any incident like that in the history. He had killed people when they were in the opposite camp fighting Imam. Even with those, when it came to Khawarij, when it came to what is called Jamal, Jangi Jamal, the war of Jamal, or when it came to war of Safin, until the last minute, we see Imam has been trying to guide people, was advising them, trying to avoid the fight, trying to avoid the war. This is about all the ayahmen. Even if you look at Karbala, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, till the last minute, he was trying to avoid this war. So their job and their role is, the role of velayat they have is for guiding people, for bringing people into to the straight line. Their role is not to kill people. So when you look at the history, the most prominent one we can draw conclusion of is during the Imam Ali alayhi salam's government. Because he had government, he fought 3-4 wars, and there were a lot of sinful people, and even there were a lot of munafiq around him in Kufa itself. But we do not have any record of killing, Imam killing any of them, because they have been sinful. So, if they were all masoom, there was no need for Imam. If Imam was going to kill all the sinful people, who would have remained? Everyone is sinful. So Imam was going to rule who? So he should have killed everyone. If that is the case, Imam should kill everyone and he should be alone and ruling himself. So it is very obvious that this is only the trickery of Shaitan to make us be afraid of our Imam, to make us be afraid of such a wonderful Imam with all so much rahmat and with so much rahmaniyat and rahimiyat for all the people of the earth. He will prepare, one of the first thing Imam is supposed to do, he will prepare ground, he will prepare the field for those people, those sinful people to come back. We have seen, most of us are here, Iranians and even people non-Iranians, they all know the history of Iranian revolution. Of course, this is just give as an example. I always use it. When Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi, came to Iran, a lot of sinful people turned to become a very faithful and strong believers, and they did. They even lost their lives for preserving the revolution, the Iranian revolution. So what we have to fight with, we have to fight with this trick of shaitan, that Imam is the Imam of sinful people. Imam is the Imam of the whole universes. When it comes to human beings and when it comes to Muslim, he is the more Imam to sinful Shias than anybody else. Then he is the Imam of non-Shias. Then he is the Imam of other Muslims. Then he is the Imam of other non-Muslims. And then he is the Imam of other creatures. So he is first the Imam of our sinful, these sinful Shias. So, but we have to be careful. If this is not a cushion, what I'm saying, this is, it is not a relief for people thinking that, okay, I'll be doing whatever I want and do as much sin as I want. But when Imam alayhi salam comes, then I will join the right camp. It doesn't work like that. Number one, no one knows when Imam is going to appear. So we may die without even seeing Imam. Number two, if we are on the track of sinning, what happens when Imam comes, we are not able to stay in his camp. At best, we will become like those people who did treachery of giving Imam's place and helping in all the conspiracies to kill Imam, even if they did not take sword themselves to fight Imam. So it doesn't work like that. We have to be in a status when Imam alayhi salam appears, we have the ability to join his camp. We have seen that, we have tried that with a person which has not been Imam, but he has been one of the awliyaullah during his era.